Let's begin with prayer. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our text that we'll consider this morning comes from John chapter 10. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." So far, God's word. In Jesus' name, who is the only door, the only entrance to the sheepfold. What do the following three have in common? An amusement park, a maximum security prison, and an airport. All three of these facilities have restricted access. They're all surrounded by a barrier, and they only permit those to go in that are authorized. You have to meet the qualifications, a ticket, or whatever the authorization would be. So let's keep this in mind as we consider our Good Shepherd, who is also the door, and the restricted access that he provides. In our text here, Jesus uses the analogy of a gate to describe himself. The picture drawn here is that of a sheep who can afford to pen in his sheep with a wall, and this sheepfold would have just one entrance, only one means of access for both the sheep and the shepherd. The original language here makes it completely unique that Jesus is the door, and the door is Jesus. He's the one and only door. He's not just a door. He's the only door. Verse 9, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus provides safety for his sheep. He provides safety by being the one and only door, the one and only Savior, who laid down his life for the sheep. But there's some underlying problems we can consider. One would be that before we came to faith, before the Holy Spirit put in our heart to be willing to enter this door, we were lost sheep. We had no idea where this entrance was. We were like those thieves and robbers trying to climb up a different way. Yet the Holy Spirit was not going to stop there. He brought you to the door. Yet as you stood before the door, you were still a stubborn sheep, still not willing to go through, still resisting. And so God put in you a new heart. He put in his sheep a new heart that's willing to go through that entrance. Through faith in Jesus alone as your righteousness, you find safety. Safety from sin, safety from hell. Yet there remains another problem, and that's of stubbornness. Because even though we've entered the sheepfold, we still have that stubborn human nature, that sinful nature. We're both old sheep and new sheep. And this is something we have to deal with in our lives. So we find ourselves struggling, and we find ourselves wandering. Wandering from the sheepfold. Picture the Good Shepherd leading his flock, leading the church toward heaven. And all along the way are us sheep, wandering, straying from the truth, following a path of sin. So it's so important then that we heed the voice of our Good Shepherd who's calling us, that we listen to his voice. Yet, we shouldn't just think that changing our path is going to fix this wandering problem. We shouldn't just think that when we've wandered off into sin, that if we just change our way and find a holier path, it's going to solve the problem. No, that just puts you in the realm of trying to work righteousness. That's just another equally dangerous path to go down. No, the one and only door to the sheepfold is Jesus. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Jesus' voluntary laying down of his life for every one of your sins, for every one of his sheep, is what grants you entrance to the sheepfold, is what puts you on that right path. His blood shed for your sins has paid for every time you've ever wandered. So our text says that we can go in and out and find pasture. Pasture is where the sheep would go to feed, to rest, to find water. And so how does Jesus do this for his sheep? He gives us his word. He gives us the scripture that we can feed on daily, that nourishes our soul. And yes, sometimes it points out our sin, but it also points out our shepherd. Our shepherd who laid down his life for you. And it reminds us how we should be living then. What the right path, the path of righteousness is that our shepherd is leading us down. That the word is the voice of your good shepherd. But in the midst of all this, in the sheepfold, Jesus warns us of another danger. Thieves and robbers will come, he says. Earlier in our text, he pictured these as those who climb up a different way. These are the false shepherds. These are those who teach work righteousness. They don't enter by the door. They try to get up a different way. And these are those that are going to enter into the sheepfold and those that we need to be aware of, who seek to kill and to destroy. So here at Emmanuel, we can take this to heart. We can recognize we need to be on the lookout for the thieves and the robbers. We need to be making sure that what we're being taught here is the truth, that our teachers are rightly representing the Good Shepherd. And as we do this examination, we rejoice that we do have shepherds who rightly represent our Good Shepherd, who do teach grace alone, faith alone, and scripture alone. So we're ever on the guard for those on the outside trying to climb up a different way. We're ever on guard for our sinful nature. Yet we're reminded that there's always one shepherd who's above all, who's always leading you, and he's leading you toward abundant life. He's leading you toward abundant life in heaven, and we're assured of this by seeing Jesus' resurrection. He was raised for our justification. So despite all our wanderings, despite all our sins, despite all the difficulties we deal with, we know that he was raised to declare your salvation complete. That his righteousness is your righteousness. Because he lives, we shall live also. So we're going to struggle with things in this world. We're going to struggle with our stubborn nature. We're going to struggle with difficulties that come our way, but we know that our shepherd's always leading us toward abundant life, life eternal in heaven that was given to us and assured to us by Jesus' resurrection. Let us sing of our good shepherd then. In the words of hymn 783, stanzas 1 and 3. 783.